The California State Senate has passed new rules to crack down on sexual harassment, violence, and low pay in the janitorial industry. A bill passed yesterday would require companies providing janitorial services to register with the state and offer mandatory sexual harassment training. The bill passed with bipartisan support in spite of the protests of an Inland Empire legislator. We get more from Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford.
Janitorial companies that don't register and businesses that hire them could both be subject to thousands of dollars in fines. Republican Senator Jeff Stone called that onerous.
In the past 7 years, 9,000 businesses have fled the state of California. This will only add more businesses to that list.
Apparently all business ain't good business.
Democratic Senator Holly Mitchell responded.
To suggest that a worker's physical safety does not warrant our action over the fear that yet another business will leave California is irresponsible policymaking.
The bill follows a UC Berkeley Labor Center report that found few janitorial workers receive overtime, while many are paid less than minimum wage and vulnerable to sexual harassment and assault. The bill passed with bipartisan support and moves to the Assembly for a final vote. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.